Someone once said that silence is golden, but when silence means the difference between life and death, then it is more than golden. Silence meant the difference between life and death for Sergeant Michael Keddy and his recon team from the 1st Reconnaissance Battalion just a few days ago. Sergeant Keddy, what happened?
Well, my team was set in Mortar Valley, which is about 8 miles southeast of Da Nang. And we moved north for about 500 meters and didn't get no contact.
Well, Mike, what were you out there for? What was your primary mission?
Well, our job out there was to locate possible VC rocket launching sites and VC infiltration into the valley and Da Nang area itself. We stayed in one place and moved out early in the morning about 7 o'clock, and we moved about another 300 meters and heard NVA talking, and we moved off a trail that we were going along beside, and we waited for a few minutes, and the talking got a little bit louder, and I sent my point man, PFC Innes, up on a rock to observe, and he spotted two NVA walking down a trail, and at that time he wanted to shoot them. And I told him no, and I went up on the rock with him and observed. And the two NVA moved along, and about 3 or 4 minutes after that, there was a column of about 20 came along. And then behind, following them, there was another column of about 40. It was about 20 meters apart, and they was carrying rockets and 50 calibers and flak jackets and helmets and so forth. And we let them move down a little bit farther, and we counted up to about 200 of them, and it started to get dark. We called fire missions, artillery, and ran two or three airstrikes in the area.
Sergeant Keddy, approximately how close were these NVA to you at the time that you did observe them?
Well, the rock that I sent my point man up on, the NVA were walking on the other side of the rock, approximately. Well, the closest ones were about 10 meters. The rest of them were about 40 meters away from us moving down a trail. And after the fire mission was start calling, they started moving up near our position, closer, and trying to get off the trail. And we had to call fire missions up on top of the little hill that we was on.
Well, how close did the NVA get to you after the time the artillery started coming in on him?
About 10 meters, no closer than 10 meters. And I had to have my radio man shut off his radio a numerous amount of time so that the VC wouldn't hear the handset being keyed or my radio man talking over the radio.
Did you have any aid in calling in artillery and air missions?
Yes, I used an AO, an air observer, to see if he could see some of the NVA moving down along these trails. But every time the AO came into the area, the VC stopped moving and got underneath brush and wouldn't move. And as soon as the AO left the area, they started moving again. Well, I called the AO in the area and had him fly over and then fly out of the area and call fire missions. And the VC thought probably was the AO that was calling the fire missions. I don't think that they knew that there was a recon team there.
Sergeant Keddy, approximately how many enemy did you encounter or did you sight during your 2 and 2.5 days in Mortar Valley?
Well, we counted about 405. This is from what we saw in... It's really hard to give an estimation of how many that were really in the area because they kept moving through the area all the time. I would probably wager to say that there was probably 300 or 400 more, I don't know.
Did the enemy ever know that you were in the area and that you were actually the one that was calling in the airstrikes and artillery on them?
No, the enemy didn't know I was in the area until I got extracted, then they knew I was in the area.
Sergeant Michael Keddy and his men of the 1st Reconnaissance Battalion, silence meant the difference between life and death. This is Marine Sergeant Chris Harris reporting for the Combat Information Bureau, Da Nang, Vietnam.